HVAC clears 16-bill chip export package on 150-day Allied clock, from Supercomputing News by SCN staff. The supercomputing supply chain is no longer being shaped only by foundries, packaging lines, and HBM allocation. On April 22nd, the House Foreign Affairs Committee advanced 16 bills targeting semiconductor and AI chip export controls in a single markup, the largest such package the committee has cleared. Two of them reset the geometry of the global compute stack. The Match Act puts the Netherlands and Japan on a 150-day clock to align their controls with Washington or face an expanded foreign direct product rule. And the Chip Security Act would push the export perimeter from the shipping container down onto the die. 5 days on, the most reportable response is what hasn't happened. The Dutch, Japanese, Korean, and EU governments have made no on-record statements since the markup. The major chipmakers and semiconductor manufacturing equipment, SME, vendors, NVIDIA, AMD, Intel, ASML, Lam Research, Applied Materials, KLA, Tokyo Electron, have not commented. The Semiconductor Industry Association, which opposed the Chip Security Act on the record in March, has not commented on the April 22nd package. China's Ministry of Commerce did respond on April 25th. The asymmetry, advocacy groups loud, sovereigns and vendors silent, is itself a fact about where this legislation sits. The package by the numbers. The wires have framed the markup as covering 20 plus or more than two dozen bills. The verifiable count, based on FDD Action's endorsed package and confirmed bill texts, is 16. Committee staff have not published a consolidated record. The larger numbers cited in trade press appear to fold in non-endorsed amendments and procedural items. The 16 confirmed bills. A data table appears here. See the written article for details. Of these, four directly govern compute stack policy. Match, choke point controls on chip making equipment, stop stealing our chips, whistleblower bounty for chip smuggling, chip security, location verification on advanced AI chips, and semiconductor controls effectiveness, mandated effectiveness review. The other 12 expand penalty regimes, modernize bias infrastructure, extend statutes of limitations, and tighten interagency coordination. They are the structural reinforcement around the four policy headliners. The Chip Security Act is the only one of the four with a fully cleared committee vote on the record before the April 22nd markup. It passed HVAC 420 on March 26th. It has not yet received a full House floor vote. The Match Act and the 150-day clock. The Match Act is the package's structural piece. It does three things at once. First, it imposes a countrywide ban on US-origin DUV immersion lithography exports to China, moving beyond entity-by-entity restrictions to a category control on the most strategically significant tool class still legally exported to Chinese fabs. Second, it statutorily designates CXMT, Huahong, Huawei, SMIC, YMTC, and their affiliates as restricted entities, lifting that designation out of administrative discretion and into law. Third, it gives Commerce 150 days from enactment to negotiate equivalent controls with the Netherlands and Japan. If no deal is reached, the foreign direct product rule expands to cover foreign-made tools containing US software or components. Cryogenic etching provisions in earlier drafts were dropped before the committee vote. The 150-day window is the consequential clause. It begins at enactment, not committee passage, which explains why allied capitals are not yet treating the markup as a deadline event. But the architecture is now visible, align, or be aligned by FDPR. The Dutch position is the most developed on the record, and it predates the markup. On April 14th, Nail Times reported a split between Foreign Trade Minister Reinet Clever, open to alignment, and Economic Affairs Minister Dirk Belschot, sceptical. That's not been publicly resolved since. ASML, the Dutch lithography monopoly, whose DUV immersion tools are the operative choke point, held its first quarter 2026 earnings call on April 16th, 6 days before the markup. The company did not mention DUV or China on the call. Net sales were €8.8 billion. Full year 2026 guidance was raised to €36 to €40 billion. The single quantitative signal that matters most. ASML's China share of system sales fell from 36% in fourth quarter 2025 to 19% in first quarter 2026. That quarterly contraction is the strongest market data point available on the trajectory of Chinese fab access to advanced lithography, and it landed before the committee voted. Whether the contraction reflects existing controls, customer pull forward, or a structural shift is not yet resolvable from the disclosures. Tokyo and Seoul have made no on-record statements on the markup. Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry has been the more frequent counterpart to BIS in past alignment rounds. Its silence is compatible with both quiet negotiation and a wait-and-see posture as the legislation moves to the Senate. Hardware-level controls and the BIS rulemaking horizon. The Chip Security Act is the silicon side counterpart to MATCH's tool side restrictions. It would mandate location verification on advanced AI chips eligible for export and explicitly prohibits kill switches. The implementation question, what verification mechanism, what failure modes, what disclosure to foreign customers, is deferred to BIS rulemaking. Rep Hao Zanga's office has framed the bill as a tracking measure rather than a control measure, but the architectural implication is significant. It extends the export perimeter from the package to the die. The Information Technology Industry Council's TechWonk blog has argued that the bill's unintended consequences include verification overhead on legitimate exports and the precedent of building telemetry into commercial accelerators. Those concerns will surface during BIS rulemaking, not during the legislative phase. The 42-0 committee vote in March suggests the political space for a broad coalition to substantively narrow the bill before floor passage is small. For AI factory operators outside the United States, the practical question is whether GPUs and accelerators procured from US vendors will, in a future product generation, contain phone home verification by statute. The Chip Security Act does not, by itself, answer that question. BIS rulemaking will. Whistleblower bounty as enforcement architecture. The Stop Stealing Our Chips Act amends the Export Control Reform Act of 2018 to establish a whistleblower portal at BIS, with a 10 to 30% bounty of resulting penalties for tips that lead to enforcement actions, plus confidentiality and anti-retaliation protections. The mechanism mirrors the SEC and IRS whistleblower programs. Its Senate companion, S-1473, was introduced in April 2025 by SENS rounds, RSD, and Warner DVA, and remains in committee. The substantive change is that BIS gains a structural pipeline for inside information on diversion routes. HPC and AI chip smuggling investigations have, to date, depended heavily on shipping records and after-the-fact reseller analysis. A whistleblower channel changes the cost calculus inside freight forwarders, distributors, integrators, and the secondary GPU market. Americans for Responsible Innovation has applauded the bill alongside MATCH. Industry groups, again, have been silent. Effectiveness measurement, the structural inflection, the Semiconductor Controls Effectiveness Act, which passed the committee unanimously, is the bill that may matter longest. It directs the State Department's Bureau of Intelligence and Research to deliver a 360-day report evaluating the effectiveness of existing semiconductor and SME export controls on the People's Republic of China, with stakeholder input from agencies, industry, and academia. The framing matters. 5 years of expanding controls have produced a policy architecture whose effects have been litigated in trade press, congressional hearings, and academic papers, but never measured by statute. A binding effectiveness review is the structural inflection. It converts export control policy from a one-way ratchet into a feedback loop. Whatever the report concludes, the next round of legislation will be debated against it rather than against vibes. Industry silence as a data point. Across NVIDIA, AMD, Intel, ASML, Lam Research, Applied Materials, KLA, and Tokyo Electron, the on-record response to the April 22nd markup is zero. The Semiconductor Industry Association, which represents most of the US side names on that list and which opposed the Chip Security Act in March, has not addressed the package. The ITI critique of chip security predates the markup. The vocal voices have been advocacy organizations, ARI in support, FDD Action in support, TechWire Asia in coverage. The pattern is reportable on its own. Vendors operating in jurisdictions covered by the legislation, particularly ASML in the Netherlands and Tokyo Electron in Japan, have a direct commercial interest in the 150-day alignment outcome. Their silence at the markup plus 4 days mark is a fact about where they are placing their lobbying weight. Not on the public record. China's response. Beijing did respond. On April 25th, a Ministry of Commerce spokesperson stated, via Chinese state media, that China consistently opposed any actions that overstretch the concept of national security and abuse export control measures, that the legislation would severely disrupt the international economic and trade order and seriously undermine the stability of the global semiconductor industry chain and supply chain, and that China would closely follow the progress and resolutely take necessary measures. The language is the standard MOFCOM register for export control disputes, The notable absence is operational retaliation. China's October 2025 rare earth export control regime, the most material lever Beijing has demonstrated against Western tech supply chains in this cycle, remains paused. The suspension was extended to November 10, 2026. No new countermeasures have been announced against the HVAC package. The Senate path. The legislation is committee passed in the House, not enacted. The Senate trajectory determines whether the 150-day match clock ever starts. The Senate companion to match was introduced on April 8th by Sense. Jim Risch, RID, Senate Foreign Relations Committee Chair, Pete Ricketts, RNE, and Andy Kim, DNJ. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer co-sponsored. It has been referred jointly to the Foreign Relations and Banking Committees. SFRC has not scheduled a markup. The Stop Stealing Our Chips Senate Companion, S1473, remains in committee with no scheduled action. A Senate companion to the Chip Security Act has not been publicly verified. The structural read, the House has cleared a coordinated package, the Senate has the chairs of the relevant committees on record as co-sponsors of the lead bill, and no Senate markup has been scheduled. That is consistent with both a slow track and a fast one. It is not yet consistent with imminent enactment. Compute stack consequences. For practitioners building, procuring, and operating supercomputing and AI infrastructure, the package converges on three operational facts. First, lithography is now a sovereignty asset, not a procurement category. The Match Act's targeting of DUV immersion is an explicit acknowledgement that the choke point at the bottom of the compute stack is the tool, not the chip. ASML's 36-19 China share contraction in a single quarter is the cleanest signal that the choke point is already binding. Sovereign AI programs depending on access to leading-edge fabs anywhere in the world are now exposed to whether the Netherlands and Japan align inside the 150-day window. Second, AI factory architecture will absorb hardware-level controls if the Chip Security Act becomes law. Location verification at the silicon level is a different procurement question than entity list compliance. It implies a verification surface area on every advanced accelerator shipped, with implementation defined by bias rulemaking. Operators outside the US should plan for that as a probable parameter of next-generation accelerator SKUs, not as a hypothetical. Third, effectiveness measurement under the Stanton ESA bill will, on a 360-day horizon, produce the first binding empirical baseline against which future controls are debated. Until that report lands, every actor in the ecosystem, vendors, sovereign buyers, allies, advocacy groups, China, is operating on competing narratives about what the existing controls have actually done. What to watch? SFRC schedule. A Senate Foreign Relations markup on match is the next consequential procedural step. Until it appears on the calendar, the 150-day Allied clock is theoretical, The Hague and Tokyo on the record. Any post-markup statement from the Dutch Ministry of Economic Affairs, Foreign Trade or METI moves the alignment story out of inference and into the open. ASML second quarter 2026 disclosure. Whether the China share continues to contract, stabilizes, or rebounds will be the next quantitative read on whether existing controls plus market dynamics are doing the work that match would codify. BIS rulemaking on Chip Security Act. If the bill becomes law, the rulemaking text is where the verification mechanism is defined. The implementation choice will set precedent for hardware-level export enforcement. MOFCOM operational moves. The April 25th statement was rhetorical. The October 2025 rare earth regime remains paused. Whether either changes before the Senate moves is the live question. CR on record position, the trade body has been silent on the package. A formal statement, in either direction, would change the political weight of the legislation in conference. The package, as cleared on April 22nd, is not yet law. What it has done is set the architecture, tool-side controls with an alignment deadline, silicon-side controls with a rulemaking horizon, enforcement controls with a whistleblower channel, effectiveness controls with a measurement obligation. The compute stack now has a policy stack mapped onto it, layer by layer. The remaining variable is whether the Senate, the allies, and the agencies converge on the same architecture, or build their own.